Our first XR podcast, an NTCC primer. Hello, my name is Don, my wife is Ange, and we have a blog called the NTCC XR blog. The NTCC stands for the New Testament Christian Churches of America Incorporated. We're proud to wear the XR title, which means we are ex-members of a cult, and that this cult that we will hereafter refer to as the NTCC. The NTCC is a family business that masquerades as a Christian church and was founded by Roger Wilson Davis. The headquarters is located in Graham, Washington, and the organization has deep roots in St. Louis, Missouri, where it started out as the New Testament Christian Church of God. Roger Wilson Davis, who we will hereafter refer to as RWD, RW, RDub, Rear Wheel, or just plain old Davis, was reported deceased by the NTCC in 2014, around March. And passed the family money-making enterprise down to his son-in-law, Mike Keckel, who is married to Davis's half-Filipino adopted daughter, Tanya Maximilia Reynolds Davis Keckel, who, according to her adoption papers, was daughter of an ambassador. Or it could have been that her biological father was staying at the Ambassador Motel at an hourly rate. I don't know. Who really knows? Who cares? The NTCC bylaws, which were changed shortly before the death of RWD, state that Michael Keckel is the CEO of the NTCC, which is a nonprofit religious organization, and has exploited its church members for millions of dollars worth of personal property, to include mansions worth over $1 million, a recreational vehicle worth over $1 million, actually a whole fleet of recreational vehicles, a Mercedes McLaren valued somewhere above $250,000, and many other vehicles, cars, trucks, SUVs, and amenities too numerous to name. The president of the organization, who sometimes referred to verbally as the pastor of the organization by ministers who are unable to stomach the idea of calling Keckel the pastor of the organization, is none other than Joseph Henry Olson, who is RW's chief enabler and lately spends most of his time in the arena of damage control. The bylaws state that Olson's position as president must report to Keckel, who is the CEO of the NTCC. Therefore, Keckel, whose limited experience is mostly in administration and as the treasurer and dean of the NTCC Brainwashing Center in Graham, Washington, is the heir of the NTCC Real Estate Holding Company and Religious Indoctrination Compound in Graham, Washington. He basically oversees the profits that come from the entire organization, which has churches throughout the United States and overseas. The primary source of income for the NTCC leadership is tithes and offerings that are all collected at the local level and funneled back up to Washington. When they get to Washington, the money trail seems to just end. There are many streams of income flowing into Graham, Washington, but very little flows out. It's not hard to see that the lion's share of the money is tied up in the personal property that is owned or used by the NTCC leadership, NTCC nonprofit leadership. Many of the ministers in the NTCC have donated their houses and mansions so they won't have to pay taxes on their property when they die. Their houses don't get passed along to their blood relatives, but the cult leaders gobble them up and they'll turn them around and make profit off of them by selling them to some other brainwashed sucker. It's a vicious cycle with the real estate in the NTCC, which we'll probably cover in another podcast. The majority of the NTCC money comes from church members who are required to pay tithes and offerings if they wish to be considered Christians, and are treated with the least amount of respect that the local pastor could possibly give them, while the majority of the members live below the poverty line. RWD used to teach his underpaid office workers, teachers, and building crew members that they could live off of a grocery budget of $40 per week, while his own personal restaurant bill, which was often paid by other ministers and church members, would be close to that amount for, or more, for one day's worth of eating out. Many of the churches in the NTCC are situated near military bases and have become miniature cult compounds, otherwise known as servicemen's homes. The servicemen, who are grown adults and have chosen to give their lives to the military service and to their country, are treated as if they are living in an orphanage. They live by strict rules that most military installation commanders are unaware of, such as the NTCC dress code, which does not allow servicemen to wear shorts around the servicemen's home on their days off. Sweatpants are considered lasciviousness. Also, men are not allowed to be shirtless on NTCC property. Jeans and t-shirts are often questionable. Many servicemen have been jacked up for wearing them. All the servicemen that live in servicemen's homes are required to attend every single church function and servicemen's function, home function, which include church services, Bible study, soul winning, prayer meetings, fellowship events, and fellowship meetings. Evening meals are served in the home Monday through Saturday night and on Saturday morning. If a serviceman is going to miss a meal, he's expected to drop all of his military duties and call the home and tell the pastor or the pastor's wife that they're not going to be present for dinner, so that they don't have to make food for that person that's already paid for the food. All servicemen's home occupants must pay their tithe, which is 10% of their gross income, rounded up, not down. Home offerings, sometimes referred to with the flowery title of love offerings, are also to be paid, and that fluctuates depending on the cost of living and so on. Serviceman is expected to drive his own car to pick up other servicemen for church functions. He's ordered to buy his own gas and pay for all the expenses of maintaining his oil-puking junker, which is about all that we could afford as lower enlisted soldiers living in the serviceman's home. While they're living in the home, they're often prohibited from talking to women who come to church, and dating was forbidden. All the servicemen's homes that I was ever in, you couldn't talk or date women. Many were specifically singled out, and you were told you could not talk to this woman, and they were told not to talk to you either. Men are not allowed to date women from other churches. If they have girlfriends back home, they are encouraged to dump them, or they will be considered unequally yoked together. Full-grown men who live in these cult compounds are expected to ask permission, or at least tell their pastors where they are going when they leave the home, and they're not allowed to leave for extended periods of time that would require them to miss any function in the home. Servicemen are often used to perform free maintenance tasks, such as painting, lawn care, renovations, other tasks at the local pastor's discretion. Soldiers who do not choose to go to Bible school are often frowned upon by the church leadership and treated as less of a Christian than the ones who choose to attend the brainwashing academy. Most servicemen choose to stay in and defend their country will remain single because they are not allowed to date or marry outside of the church, and they are considered to be denying the call of God if they choose to stay in the army. I was in the servicemen's home for most of my career in the army. And I served in servicemen's homes, and I served in the military while Ange attended the brainwashing academy in Graham and was married to a licensed minister after she was persuaded not to get involved with me because she was told that she was called to go to Bible school. I chose to defend my country, which was, in their eyes, a lower calling than going to their brainwashing academy. This is our first and hopefully not our last of many podcasts, and we covered a lot of material that is well known and already documented. Our blog is just one voice that speaks out against the NTCC, among many other voices from other blogs and old FactNet forums. Right now we are just getting started and hope this will be an entertaining venue for people. Some folks might not want to read or just prefer audio. There will be a comment section eventually, and we want to thank everybody for listening and stay tuned as we incorporate skits and workshops into our podcast. Coming soon, Soul Winning in the NTCC, a skit or workshop intended to show people what soul winning is really all about.